Welcome back to the Press Box and a special Saturday edition of our call-in show. And with me, my great host, the Hall of Famer, Dave Buzzy Baker. Dave, take it away.
Junior, great to be with you here today. And before we get started, we'll remind folks that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Boy, just absolutely perfect racing weather that we have had during this Keeneland meet. Big crowds with the Kentucky football game tonight at home against Texas and racing in the afternoon at Keeneland. I predict it'll be another huge crowd, maybe the biggest of the meet. And the feature is the 7-furlong Raven Run Stakes, 3-year-old fillies, a purse of $400,000.
Buzzy, just another wonderful weekend in the Commonwealth and a beautiful sun-kissed day, as we like to call it.
Yes.
And, just a gorgeous location, gorgeous God's country, as I like to call it.
Yes.
Here in Kentucky, and, you know, the greatest racing in the country right now, right here in the Commonwealth as well, all over our great state, whether it be at Ellis or Turfway or Kentucky Downs or Churchill. And Keeneland, the two, it's just amazing racing, and this is no different. The Raven Run is an outstanding stakes race today, led by Billy Mott's horse, Ragtime, coming in off her win in the Dogwood Stakes over at Churchill Downs. I think she's going to be awfully tough to handle at the 7-furlong distance today at Keeneland.
Why do you like her so much?
Well, she's got everything, Buzzman. She's bred and owned by Godolphin, which has had just a spectacular year.
Yep.
With Sovereign D and Bill Mott training that one for Godolphin. But it's just been the kind of year that they've always envisioned having when they started many, many, many moons ago trying to breed and race horses here and get a Kentucky Derby winner. But, you know, just their entire stable has had an outstanding year. And this filly, I think, has all the ingredients. She seems to love this distance of 7 furlongs. We used to call this the old beard course at Keeneland.
That's right.
You know, with 7 furlongs and 180 yards or something like that. But, you know, it's amazing what Bill Mott has been able to continue to do throughout his career, and that is get horses to run at their maximum ability. And this filly has really, I think, developed into a top-notch filly for the Mott stable as well. She just seems to have that gear, whether she uses it on the front end or she is able to use it just laying off the pace. She just seems to have all the right ingredients, and I think she's going to continue to improve. But I hope they keep this filly in training, and because I think she has got a lot of future as a racehorse in front of her.
Coming off a win in the Dogwood less than a month ago, we know you like her, but the question is always is, how do you play it?
Well, I really like a couple of long shots here. Simply Joking, I think, is 8-1 in the morning line. This is a filly, I think, that has the ability to maybe, hit up there close in the Exacta with Ragtimes. And then the one horse who ran against her over in the Dogwood, I think, finished third. She showed a lot of speed and just kind of backed out of it a little bit there at the end. But, you know, if they can throttle back and kind of, maintain some composure out on the front end and don't go 21 and change, I think she will improve off that last race and be a little bit more competitive at the end of this one. So I'm going to use the 9. I think the 9 is Ragtime's, the Godolphin horse, Buzzy,
yes.
The Bill Mott horse. I'm going to use her with Simply Joking and the 1 and the 11. I think those are the
one
ones.
The 1 is Delightful Claire, and the 11 is Quiet Side.
Yeah, Quiet Side was great as a 2-year-old, and I think is just now kind of recapturing some of that 2-year-old form again. And she's got speed, and Keeneland always favors speed, and so you're going to be ultra dangerous at Keeneland when you got speed in your arsenal. So I think that maybe she's not as quite as good as she was early in her 2-year-old year, but I think she's got enough back class that you got to use her. Simply Joking is the one I really think will improve today. and could be there at a really nice price. And Claire, the one horse, I think will run a much better race than she did last time, and could, I think she's like 8 to 10 to 1 in that range as well, Buzz. So I think a couple of long shots with Ragtime might be the ticket today.
All right. Of course, you can get all of Gene's picks at thepressboxlts.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you and yours have an amazing weekend, profitable, but more importantly, amazing. And as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my great friend. Thanks for all you do, and look forward to seeing you soon, my great friend.
Sounds great, brother. Love you. Have a great day.
You too, brother. Take care.
See you.